Welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Hi, I'm Katie Weaver. Today on the program, we have two reports about electric power. Scientists and engineers say they have a power plan for New York State that could end its dependability on fossil fuel. But first, we head to Sierra Leone. The National Power Authority there has already taken steps to get and keep the country out of the dark. How to meet power needs on As It Is today. The people of Sierra Leone face electrical power outages almost every day. In fact, some areas have been without electricity for years. Recently, the National Power Authority deployed a new device which can identify problems in underground power lines. The hope is to provide electricity everywhere all the time. Steve Ember has our report.
People in Sierra Leone have been without dependable electric power since the 1980s. That was when demand for power began to increase. Then, in 1991, a civil war began. The fighting lasted 11 years. It left the country in ruins. Many power stations were destroyed. People moved to Freetown, the capital, in search of better living conditions. As the population increased, the demand for electricity grew. The higher demand was too much for the National Power Authority. Today, power outages or blackouts can happen in Freetown every day, and parts of Sierra Leone still have no power at all. December is a time for celebration in Sierra Leone. Music can be heard in many areas as carnival parties get started. But things can come to a complete halt at night if there is no national power and you do not have a generator to produce electricity. That is when the NPA's new device comes to the rescue. The equipment can identify breaks in large underground cables.
So how do you work today?
Edward Parkinson is a technician who works with the device. He says that in the past, technicians had to dig up streets in an effort to find broken wiring.
But with this new equipment, it will reduce the downtime, and also it will help us to locate faults at a faster rate.
He says the equipment can find a faulty cable within a few hours. In the past, discovery could take weeks. Scott Gavin is the deputy general manager for NPA. He says the hope is the new equipment will also help Sierra Leone have power 24 hours a day within about 2 years.
And because of the ease with which we can do it, improved technology, within an hour or two, depending on the length of cable, we are able to pinpoint the fault, and then we can request for permission if it's along a road so that excavations can take place.
Scott Gavin says the device has been on the market for only about 1 year, but it is used worldwide. It cost the NPA about $230,000. He says a German company, Seba KMT, built the equipment. Similar models have been used for many years, but he says this new one, called the System Classic, had everything the NPA needed.
This one we requested for a complete set that would help us to identify cables in the ground, do location in the event of faults, and then do the necessary tests all in one vehicle. So you drive the vehicle, you connect, it has a generator for, in case there's no power at that location. So you just operate the generator and you can power the equipment.
This is all good news to people like Momo Kamara, a 33-year-old man who works in the western part of Freetown. He describes what it is like without electricity.
For example, when you have food, you will not be able to store it for like more than one day. It affects that area greatly. Like overnight, when you have problem, like when you get a sound, a funny sound like thieves, for you to detect that is difficult because the place is dark. And whenever a thief came around, if the place is dark, he will have the chance to do whatever he wants to do. So it's terrible anyway to live in a place where there is no electricity.
He also says that no light means snakes can move around a house at night without being seen. He says the animals sometimes attack. Scott Gavin of the National Power Authority knows the new equipment alone cannot bring back full power to the country, but he notes it surely can help. And that help is something many Sierra Leoneans are hoping for. I'm Steve Ember.
Many people continue to express concern about damage to Earth's climate. Scientists have linked the damage to carbon-based fuels like gas, oil, and coal. The financial costs of these fuels also are rising. As a result, some environmental engineers are offering plans for reaching energy independence through renewable power sources. Mark Jacobson may be the only civil engineering professor invited to appear on the television talk show Late Night with David Letterman. Mr. Jacobson went on the program in October to explain his findings on wind, water, and solar energy. He said these renewable power sources could quickly meet almost all the world's needs now served by fossil fuels. Mark Jacobson teaches at Stanford University in California. In a report in the journal Energy Policy, he and Cornell University researchers tell how New York State could move to wind, water, and solar power by 2030. They say that there would be enough energy left over to power every vehicle in the state as well, if those vehicles are electric. The plan calls for thousands of wind turbines, most to be built in the Atlantic Ocean. It also requires solar and photovoltaic power centers, rooftop systems on 5.5 million buildings, and geothermal factories. The researchers say their proposal calls for devices to capture tidal and ocean wave power, as well as additional hydroelectric centers. Mark Jacobson says the plan calls for the use of just 1% of New York's land.
The technologies that we're focusing on are the cleanest and therefore the best and most sustainable for society in the long run in terms of health, improving their human health, reducing climate impacts, reducing water supply impacts, and also providing energy price stability.
He and the other researchers say the only barriers to the plan are political, not technological.
There are a lot of industries that would not look favorably upon this plan because they don't benefit from it.
And that's As It Is for today I'm Katie Weaver. Thanks for joining us.